This is GQDN for Wednesday, January 21st, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Go get Quest Worthy. And when you go to the checkout line, put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org, a great community that provides help for those who have PTSD. In today's news, it's Snoopy. There's a webcam that you can get, and Cloud9 gets a new partnership. But we begin today with Marathon. PC Gamer did say that if you pre-purchased Marathon on Steam, the downloads will no longer happen automatically. Now, Marathon, I almost said Arc Raiders, because Arc Raiders is in the article too, but Marathon is almost here, and it's coming with a March 5th pre-order. It's coming March 5th, but the pre-orders are open. Sorry, but you can buy the collector's edition with the pre-order. But, and as you may well know, Bungie's Destiny 2 has not been doing well over the past couple of years. And that is especially with the Lightfall expansion. And Bungie may have felt that because they had to make a patch because there was a bug on Steam. And that's where the Marathon development team got up on X and said, quote, "We've resolved an issue where Destiny 2 would begin installing after pre-ordering Marathon on Steam. We have also resolved an issue where collector's edition owners would receive an error when attempting to activate their game code on Steam, which means you do not need, or you will not get a download automatically when you pre-purchase the game." But Bungie also had to explain another problem because there was a Destiny 2 Marathon pack. So the Destiny 2 team had to get up on X and explain on how they fixed the bug and really what was in the pack as well. Here's what they said. Quote, "We have resolved an issue where Destiny 2 Marathon pack bundled with pre-order of Marathon was not appearing on the special deliveries kiosk as expected. Players who have pre-ordered can now collect the UESC Echo Type Shell Exotic Ghost, UESC Recover Exotic Ship, and the UESC Splinter Exotic Sparrow in the tower," end quote. But that's not the only thing that they did, that Bungie did. According to PC Games N, Marathon has introduced the voice actors. So here is who they are, and it is quite a list. And I know I'm going to screw up some names, so to the entire list, I do apologize if I screwed your name up. Here we go. Teresa Boros, Samantha Barrett, Hugh Bridgeland, Bry Chase, Roger Clark, Darren DePaul, Jennifer English, Dave Finney, Nika Puderman, Moria Gordona, Rina Guthi, Donna Hughes, Justin John, Sam Capitia, Rich Keeble, Elliot Knight, Erica Lindbeck, Pietro Michael, Brent Mookie, Neil Newborn, Arena Nickel George, Emily O'Brien, Lee Shorten, Jason Spisek, Ben Starr, JB Tenda, Fred Tatascori, Craig Lee Thomas, Elias Sofix, Oliver Fikir, Scott White, Tracy Wiles, and Aaron Yvette. And of course, there are some of the characters as well, such as Void, Oni, Glitch, Blackbird, so on and so forth. And that's what some of these voice actors will be voicing. So if you're going to play Marathon, have fun with it. Now we go to the esports corner, because Cloud9 has renewed a partnership for the LCS. And according to Esports Insider, it's Pagoda. Now that's a food company that has snacks, and the financial terms were not disclosed. Now, Cloud9 made the announcement on the social media channels, i.e. X, and they were talking about the partnership with Pagoda. And in fact, Esports Insider said that Pagoda is no stranger to the League of Legends. because they had signed a three-year deal with the LCS itself in 2024. Now, because they made that, their partner portfolio is a little bit stronger because they have the car maker Kia, Mueller Esports Medicine, Secret Lab, and Zenni Optical to go along with Pagoda. So here's what they said. When I say they, Haley Mezen, the Vice President of Technology and Business Development at Cloud9, said, quote, "We're thrilled to be continuing our partnership with Pagoda. Snacks, after the previous 2025 successes at Cloud9, we strive to inspire games, the gamers through the community, competition, and pursuit of mastery, a mission that requires the perfect fuel for every high-stakes moment. By returning as our official Egg Roll partner, we are leveling up our game day, snacks, and digital content while offering fans exclusive Club 9 challenges that include new rewards and sampling giveaways, from online quests to our annual in-person event at the Riot Games Arena. We're making it easier than ever for the community to fuel up and connect with the Pagoda's brand," end quote. So they got a new partnership. Now, you know that if they're streaming, they got to have cameras, right? Well, PC Games N said that there's a 1080p Logitech webcam with a built-in mic, is what they all are, and a lens shutter for just $24. Now, full disclosure, I do have the Logitech Brio, and it's really good. And right now, the Brio 101 is $24.99 on Amazon. The resolution runs up to 30 FPS, it's 1080p, and it's really good. So if you want one of those cameras, $24.99, $25 right there. Go get it. Go get it. It's good. Now we get to a couple of good things. Didn't spot too many. According to IGN, Player Obscure Expedition 33 has set a new world record for the Game of the Year awards. Now, they didn't give a number. I'm still looking for one. But if you take a look at everything that happened at the end of the year last year, basically about a month ago, to all of the awards that they were nominated for this year, BAFTA, DICE, GDC, and more, they are at, or are at right now, 436 awards. Elden Ring has 429. The Last of Us Part 2, 326. Baldur's Gate 3, 288. And The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt is 281. And counting. Well done to them. But if you like peanuts, and I'm not saying the food. No. I'm saying the newspaper, comic strips, and some of the holiday cartoons, especially around Halloween. Snoopy and the Great Mystery Club is coming to Switch 2 on March 17th. Right now, it is on PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S, the original Switch and PC. So this is going to go. This is going to get a Switch 2 upgrade on March 17th. The physical edition will be on the game key card, and that's where you can play as Snoopy. Cool. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2026. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.